We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Home building giants, including under pressure Metricon, have sought to alter government contracts to help repair balance sheets smashed by construction cost inflation. Metricon has almost $200 million worth of contracts with the Andrews government as part of a $5.3 billion affordable homes project. The company recently sought to alter cost escalation clauses in those deals in a bid to hike costs for materials and labour above the rate locked in before inflation took off. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Scott Morrison has claimed Anthony Albanese will seek to control the lives of Victorians like Daniel Andrews in a bold last-ditch pitch to the state that could decide the election. As the nation heads to the polls on Saturday, the PM reignited tensions with the Premier by reminding Victorians of the lengthy COVID lockdowns he ordered and warning Labor leaders found government control to be very intoxicating. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A shelter for women and children fleeing family violence has been given a legal exemption to accommodate and employ women and those who identify as women. The VCAT ruling notes that many of the shelter users are fearful and distrusting of males, but the decision legally opens the door for both biological women and transgender women to reside and work at the service. And the state's embattled emergency call-taking service will be overhauled and rebranded to become 000 Victoria, following a landmark report into why the current system was failing the community. The report, written by former top cop Graham Ashton, detailed how the Emergency Services and Telecommunications Authority has battled to keep up with the modern and increasing demands from Victorians. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.